This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Now, coming in hot and sizzling on this glamorous Friday afternoon, we take a turn into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. Our journalist Prashirvan Naidu was delighted to get behind the wheel, man, of the 2024 Lexus RX 350F Sport. He'll share his two cents, followed by a motoring tip. Not forgetting that he always gives us the best and the hardest gems of the week, just to kickstart the weekend. Good afternoon, Prashirvan. Welcome to the new month, and how are you this afternoon?
Hey, good afternoon, Kimbash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
No, man, I'm great. I'm actually excited about, you know, the car that we will be dissecting today, because I haven't heard anything about the Lexus in such a long time. So, I mean, tell us what this charming Japanese SUV, you know, is all about when it comes to sitting inside.
So, Kingbash, as you'd expect it to be, the luxury, that's what the brand has always stood for. And everything inside the cabin is well and nicely appointed. I loved how modern it felt inside. Cozy, plush leather seats, a heated steering wheel, sunroof, and just everything you wanted, possibly, in that car was there. I did also like the fact that it was just, it didn't look dated. I think they had this big, gigantic 14-inch screen in front, which had a bit of, you know, solid icons too, but they kept that modern flair with a bit of old school to it. Because most cars these days, everything is accessed via that gigantic screen. So I think I quite appreciated that aspect. And, you know, I loved everything about it. There was a 21-speaker, they call it Mark and Livingston sound system, which was just musical symphony to the ear. I loved it. And it's not as Mercedes-Benz with the cabin lighting, but it does have ambient lighting, 64 colors to explore with, depending on your mood. If you're a bit happy, sweet, go for pink. If you're a bit angry, go for red. I don't know, whatever keeps your horn. And if I had to tell you about all the driver assistance and all those packages and that sort, we'd be here the whole day. This car has a lot of safety systems and just really lovely and both well.
Wow. I'm already sold. But turning away from the inside, now let's go to the outside. Let's go to the exterior design. Does it, you know, get you going? Does it captivate the eyes, to say the least?
It really does. This car has a very modern, classy, and somewhat, you know, an aggressive exterior. It has some street cred, to say the least. And I think Lexus has really been giving us something that is more... I think this design will age like fine wine to describe it. It's bold. It does captivate the eyes. And ours came in black on black, which just added that further, that gangster appeal, so to say. And, you know, hats off to the gentleman that designed this car. Really, really gave us something that had that flavor. And, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, you don't see Lexuses often on the road sometimes, but when you do, you kind of can admire it. And I did notice that the public eye quite enamored by the design. So well done, Lexus.
No, most definitely. And I mean, since it has the F Sport badge, let's dissect the drive. Was it as sporty as the name suggests?
Well, the F Sport badge doesn't necessarily, you know, mean it's endowed with power and it's not leaning toward that sport orientated SUV. It's merely the kit, as seen on the outside. But fear not, it has a beautiful, easygoing temperament and enough power at the foot. And obviously the gripes that I could get out of the way was just the high revs from the motor, which tended to bother me. And sometimes, you know, the safety systems beeped a lot here and there, especially the lane keeping assist, or if a car's going to pass you by, it alerts you. You know, you almost think you're having a bit of a heart attack here and there. But fear not, the car feels great. I love the engine. It's a 2.4-liter turbocharged petrol motor, which gives you enough, you know, grunt, enough torque. It has about 205 kilowatts and 430 newton-meters of torque. And also the transmission. I've never been in a car that has such a great, smooth transmission as this car. It almost feels as if it's like butter. It just moves.
Wow.
It's an 8-speed transmission. So I think they really did master that aspect. And it's also all-wheel drive, so you can go on roads, sandy or muddy tracks. So, yeah, not a bad car, eh?
Amazing. I mean, me and you are like petrol heads. So, I mean, do you think, you know, the swanking luxury SUV, Prashirvan, has what it takes to give the rivals a run for their money?
Indeed, we are petrol heads. But you know what? I think the Lexus does, it's a great companion. I think it's fully loaded with with no additional options. So you just cost over, under 1.6 million rand. And I think, you know, it will give the rivals a run for its money because we are expecting the BMW X5, Mercedes-Benz GLE, Audi Q7, Porsche Cayenne, and Volvo XC90. These are all way priced over, especially with the optional extras you'll get. So this car does have a lot good value for money. I think it's a worthy contender.
So since, you know, we broke everything down, I need us to, you know, finally get to this point where, is there anything that struck a chord, you know, for you overall when it comes to this car?
I think it was sentimentality, you know, King Bash. As I look back to my Uncle Morgan, he passed on in 2012, but in the early 2000s, I remembered he had the Lexus IS 250 XE on test. This was between 2005 and 2008, and I remember that car being parked in his garage, and I was a kid, and I just was gobsmacked because I saw this car. It was in black. It was a sedan. It had these cream-colored leather seats, and it just looked so good. I always dreamt of driving that car, funny enough. And obviously, when I saw this car roll up in the driveway, it was a bittersweet moment because I definitely, you know, if he was alive today, I obviously would have taken him for a spin in this Lexus, and it just would have brought back the memories. But so it will always have a good spot in my heart, to say the least.
That is so amazing. Thank you so much for that, Prashil. And let us wrap things up. You know, please do share your motoring tip of the week and not forgetting the hot gem to kickstart the weekend.
All right. Thank you, King Bash, as always. And so insurance, guys, when it comes to letting other people drive your car, I really do want to drive the point home that please just be mindful of who you let take the car on the block, because if they're not on the insurance policy or if anything happens to the car, you don't want to be held liable. Insurance companies are tough in that aspect where they will not pay if your car gets damaged by someone else who is driving it. So please be mindful, especially if it's family members. I know if little Johnny wants to take the fancy Porsche for a test drive, but just be careful. Don't let anybody drive the car unless they're on that insurance form. And let's end off with Kulichana.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for that, Prashir. And I needed to hear that as well, because you know what? We become very careless when it comes to insurance. We, you know, feel like you're that cool to give anyone the car. Then you find out at the end of the day, you get a call or you find your friend coming back with the taxi to come and explain what the problem was. Can you imagine that?
No, our beautiful Porsches.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. But nonetheless, thank you so much for that, Prashir, and have a great weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one, King Bash, and listeners.
And that's how we wrap it up with our motoring journalist, Prashir with Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.